Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Schlaes here. Bill is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of Brand Team 6, the author of several books, especially on branding. The Microscript Rules is still continues to serve. Why Johnny Can't Brand will open your eyes and give you a new track to run on for branding. And then his entrepreneurial book, The Unstoppables. He's our good friend, Bill Schlaes. Welcome back.
Hey, it's always good to be on here.
It's good to have you back. Bill, you and I have a sales background.
I've made
my living in sales. You've made a lot of your living in sales.
Right.
Some people think selling is evil, and you're here. Part of what you're going to do today is help us debunk that myth. Tell us where to start.
Well, you know, if you have a sales background, because you realize that salespeople always think that every bit of business is selling, and it kind of is.
Well, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
Well, that's true, but the thing about selling being evil, so people think, if you put a group of people in a room and you say, tell me about sales, what do you think about salespeople? And you'll get a list of adjectives. They're sneaky, they're dishonest, they're pushy, they only care about the bottom line, you know, they talk, they know they didn't want to listen. They'll go down the list of the worst aspects of any person, you know, and they'll say that's what salespeople are. And you say, well, you've got to go out and sell if you're going to have a business. And people say, geez, I don't want to be like that person. I don't want to have to go. No one wants to be like that. I mean, because most people are good people. They don't want to. And then you say that same person, well, did you ever have a good experience when someone sold to you? And they go, oh, yeah, I did. Tell me about that person. Well, that person was helpful. That person was kind. That person really wanted to listen to me more than I wanted to talk. I mean, more than they wanted to talk. They wanted me to tell stories about my experiences with my last products and what I need and where I was going. They really wanted to find out about me. And then they were helpful. Then they took all the time in the world. They didn't push me into anything. Then they answered my questions. And they go down and they'll describe a really wonderful person.
And then you say, how many of those salespeople you just described are still your friends today? They'll say, yes, several of them.
That's right. And then you'll say, so what happens? Well, sure, did you buy from them? And the person says, sure, I sure did, and I still love the thing that I bought. And as a matter of fact, I told five people, and I still remember the person's name. That person's Barbara, and I always go back and see Barbara whenever I want to buy a car. Well, was that an evil experience? They say, no, it was a great experience. So you say, then why wouldn't, if you want to sell, why don't you sell that way? You know? Is that an evil thing? They go, no, not at all. They helped me make a decision, an important decision I needed to make, and I felt good about it. So it's just, that's the way it should be. That's the way, and when people describe it as selling, it's not even at all. It's just persuasion and making, you know,
well,
helping solve a problem.
It's helping people make their decision.
Help.
Serving them, it's business. Yeah. It's just business. It's putting
right.
people
Help,
putting
helping
people together.
Them solve a problem
yeah.
is the best way I've heard describe it. Right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you and what I've said it earlier this week. If you wanna have the right attitude to do what Bill's talking about, you'll go into a call especially if you're B2B or B2C, it doesn't matter. You'll approach a customer with the attitude of I may not be able to help them with what I sell. I might have to help them find it somewhere else.
Yep. Right. And the thing is that and if you go in with that attitude, maybe you're going to leave a sale on the table some, I don't know, 5%, 10% of the time. But you're going to turn around and be so much more successful with every other person. And the person who didn't sell that one time is going to remember you and come back when it is the right time.
Oh yeah. There's no question about it. That's such an people. One of the things we have to remember, and this is something I still, after all these years, after probably 34 or 35 years, I continue to quote John Nesbitt. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. Even people who use the technology to buy stuff, they still want human beings involved at some point along the line whenever they can. And and that's they're looking for humanity, aren't they?
Yeah, well, see, one thing, Jim, you know, I come on your show and I get all these wonderful sayings, you know. And I've got a saying like that, too, which is that someone said to me, you know, technology changes every single day. Mm-hmm. But humanity never does.
That's right. That's right. Because we're analog.
And so what people still want, they all want the same things. They want to be respected. They want to be. They want to believe that you care about them. They want to feel important. None of that will ever change. So this, the salespeople that succeed. Here's the other rule about selling, the greatest one of all time, that you will get what you want in direct proportion to how much you give the other person mm-hmm. what they want. And so the salesperson that says, instead of thinking about me, I'm going to be thinking about my customer. And the more I can help them figure out what they want and give them what they want, they will give me all the riches and all the business that I could ever want. And I think it's the greatest rule I ever heard.
Well, there's no question about it, and it cultivates
yeah.
what I call customers you can't run off.
Well, it does, sure.
Customers
yeah,
for life.
Yeah. But it also guides you. If you're guided by that, you almost can't be that bad kind of salesperson, can you?
Right. No, that's exactly you know? Right.
Yeah.
And it's up but the thing is though, it's up to folks like us, Bill.
Yeah,
who've been down the road a while. It's up to us to train the young salespeople about this,
right?
Because in the 21st yep. century, that kind of behavior doesn't come natural like it did at one time.
No, it doesn't. We're watching. I call it the lack of civility sometimes, where people seem to be so absorbed.
Well,
people
are watching. They're watching reality TV. On the programs or in the politics, and they think that's the way people are supposed to behave, and that's not
right.
That may work in politics, but it doesn't work in the marketplace, does it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. You know, my friend Graham Weston, I quote Graham's famous sayings. You know, you know about Graham and my yep. relationship with him. He's a guy that started a company from scratch and ended up they just sold it for about $3 billion. So
right.
he's pretty successful. And you get to this selling thing, you know, in this whole idea.
Quickly.
He just said that, you know, once you have a great company, once you have something you know that people want, yeah, it's your job to let them know about it.
Yeah.
You have to make it famous.
You have to deliver the message. Bill, I need your website, Chris. Quickly.
My website is brandteamsix.com.
All right, so check it out. Bill Shirley and I'll come back and we'll talk about politics.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.